Hi, this is Craig Smith reporting in from Salt Lake City, Utah in the United States for day two of Agile 2011, a bit of a recap. So the day kicked off with, I guess, the keynote speaker and a little bit of background to the conference. Confirmed that there's 1,604 attendees here this year from 43 countries, 968 submissions with 268 sessions, which means that there's about 20 sessions happening concurrently at any one time. And that 1,604 attendees is apparently a record for any Agile conference worldwide. Now, I kicked off with a keynote this morning. Barbara Fredrickson talked about why care about positive emotions. Now, she's a psychologist, and this is a little bit different for the Agile conference to have somebody outside of our field. But really, she was talking about how positive psychology is about resilience, and that's essentially the closest concept we've got in psychology to Agile, and really that, you know, the things are really closely mapped. Also talking about the fact that positive emotions, they open us. So, you know, it makes us more creative, makes us see more in the periphery, gives us more resilience to bounce back and better performance on exams. So no wonder if we have happy people in our teams that we actually have good software coming out of the end. Now, after the keynote, Adrian Smith and myself, we actually had our session, which was entitled The Speed to Cool, Agile Testing and Building Quality In. Went really well, I think. Some good feedback coming back from it. Had a packed house, so that's always a good sign. This afternoon, we went along to a session about coaching. You know, the exact title of the talk was The Agile Coaching Self-Assessment, Where Do You Stand on the Competencies? By Lisa Adkins and Michael Spade. Now, this one was interesting because it was limited to 32 people, so if you weren't there at least 15 minutes before the start of the session, then you didn't get in at all. So, lucky though, I got into that one. Really talking about a whole way of judging yourself as a coach. So, they had these this wagon wheel, I guess, with all the different competencies that a coach needs to have. Needs to be an agile, lean practitioner, needs to have business mastery, needs to have coaching, mentoring, technical mastery, transformation mastery, teaching and facilitating. And really this was a self-awareness type session where you really walked around this circle and figured out where the area of strength is that you're drawn to, what is your area of nervousness, and what area, if you spent more time on, would make the most difference in your role. And then really doing a bit of self-reflection to figure out where you stand and where you want to stand to improve yourself as a coach. So very interesting. And then we did a few one-on-one sessions with other people in the room. So I got a bit out of that one. It was a good little model and something I might share with some of the coaches I work with. And finally, the last session of the afternoon I attended was by Andy Hunt. Andy Hunt was one of the original authors of The Manifesto. He's well known from the Pragmatic Program at Bookshelf. And he did a talk basically around a book that he's had out for a while called Refactor Your Wetware. And what he's really meaning by that is actually thinking about you and your brain. And it's really, to me, kind of a flow-on from that awesome book from a couple of years ago, or actually almost about 10 years ago, The Pragmatic Programmer. Now, he talked about the fact that software is written in our heads, and that's where the problem starts. So if we can kind of start to sort that out, then the better off we are. He talked about a bunch of things. He talked about our skill levels using the Dreyfus model, that we move from novice through to advanced beginner, competent proficient, and through to expert. And obviously at novice we have no experience, we're just doing things in a task-based fashion. And as we start moving through the competencies, we start trying tasks on our own. But it's actually not until we actually get to proficient that we're actually looking at self-correcting poor task performance. And if you think about Agile, where retrospectives are so important, that explains why you need good coaches and good people to help you on your Agile journey. Now, obviously, when you get to expert, that's when you can actually continue to look for better methods, and you're really basing your things based on experience. The other thing, nice thing that I think he talked about was the fact that if you think about nursing, it actually shares a lot of similarity to what we do in software development. And there's a correlation between the types of things nurses go through to what we do in software development. So, they have to be outcomes-based. The individual is important. Nurses have to make decisions on the fly, problems there and there. Keeping experts in practice, right? So as a nurse, you never know what you might need to come across. So you need to do things, based on that. And paying based on value added. So, very interesting. Now, a lot of other stuff he talked about how the brain is not a computer. It's made up of left mode and right mode, and how we switch between them. And then a little bit of talk at the end about how you might actually become a bit better, how you might use your brain more effectively. Talking about things like free-form journaling, something called whack on the head, which is worth having a bit of a look at if you type that into Google, and the 10 mental locks. Also the fact that you need to keep track of your ideas, otherwise you'll stop having them. So carry something all the time to record your notes so you don't forget them. And a little bit of talk about how to take notes using things like mind maps and affinity mapping. Also a bit of talk about multitasking and why that is so bad, context switching and the like. So really it was a really good talk, and I think the book is something that I'd probably want to check out. So, the name of the book and the talk was Refactor Your Wetware by Andy Hunt. So definitely worth a look. And his blog is at blog.toolshed.com. As for the rest of the conference, obviously lots of opportunity just to talk to people in corridors and, talk to, a lot of people in the Agile community. There's lots of people wandering around and some really great conversations to be had. This evening, there's a few, informal events going on. So I know Atlassian had a beer evening, which unfortunately I didn't get to go to, but I heard good reports about. There was also a number of the other vendors having nights, so I headed off to the rally event and had some good discussions and things with different people at that event. So it's been a good day overall. So tomorrow, lots of sessions, a full day here at Agile 2011, so I'll check in with you again tomorrow and let you know what's going on. This is Craig from Salt Lake City. Catch you tomorrow.